In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, one God. Today is the feast of St. Luke, the holy apostle and evangelist. And we have a rather nice large icon of his right up here. Now, St. Luke was a Gentile. He was a physician, an iconographer, and one of the 70 apostles that were sent out to proclaim the good tidings to the entire world. He was an author of one of the four Gospels, which is why his icon is up here with the other four Gospel writers, as well as the Acts of the Apostles. St. Luke suffered a martyr's death at the age of 84. It's interesting to note that St. Luke was the only of the four Gospel writers who was a Gentile. And at the beginning of his Gospel, as Matthew did, he included the genealogy of Christ. Only St. Luke's genealogy of Christ goes all the way back to Adam, to the first human, before there was ever any perceived difference between Jew and Gentile. He showed that Christ is the Savior of all mankind, regardless of nationality, social status, or any other category. He came to bring all peoples into the glory of his kingdom. And as a Gentile, St. Luke found himself decidedly not among the house of Israel. The gospel emphasizes, Luke's gospel especially, emphasizes the mercy of Christ for those who society thought of as strangers and outsides, who yet nonetheless God chose to be merciful and grant his blessings. Now in today's gospel reading, a selection from St. Luke's gospel, we hear that the Lord rejoiced that his Father hid his truth from the wise and the prudent, or at least what the world considered to be wise and prudent, and instead revealed them and himself to babes, to the simple, the innocent, the pure in heart, those who have little standing in the world. How often have we as parents dismissed our kids, or maybe if you're not a parent, dismissed the little kid running around, because you had more important things to do. This is how we sometimes see children, and children, we're sorry. Now, St. Luke, he describes in his gospel that the ministry of our Lord and his blessings extend to all people, including the Gentiles, the poor, the sick, women, children, and anyone who typically got little respect at that time. In fact, the lowly and the despised ones are often the most ready to receive the good news of Christ, precisely due to their humility and their purity of heart. For example, only in St. Luke's Gospel do we learn about the Virgin Mary's obedient acceptance of her calling to be the Theotokos, the mother of the incarnate Son of God. And she sings in response what we call the Magnificat, praising God for regarding the low estate of his handmaiden, for henceforth all generations will call her blessed. She sings of a God who has put down the mighty from their thrones and exalted the lowly, who has filled the hungry with good things and sent the rich empty away. She was a simple, unknown virgin girl who miraculously became the living temple of God by accepting a pregnancy that put her own life and reputation at risk. And yet through her, the Savior came into the world. Glory to God. It is also from St. Luke's Gospel that we learn of the surprising humility of Jesus Christ's birth in a barn. The Son of God used a feeding trough as his crib. And the shepherds, the poor, dirty, and generally looked down upon shepherds, were the first ones to hear the good news preached to them by the angels that the Messiah had been born. Now, Christ's first sermon, recorded in St. Luke's Gospel, he cites an Old Testament text that shows his love for the outcasts, for the suffering, and those on the margins of society. He says, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor, to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and recovery of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord." Are we noticing some common themes in St. Luke's Gospel? He demonstrates that God does not follow human standards of who is important, powerful, worthy, or holy. And perhaps neither should we. In contrast with the ways of the world, he taught that the last will often be first in the kingdom of heaven, which is not of this world. And the first will be last. The least of these, those babes to which he revealed himself, will often respond to Christ in a pure heart, while those who trust in themselves, in their riches, their social status, or their power, will often refuse him. Now we see these same strands flowing even into the Acts of the Apostles. At Pentecost, all the different nations and languages were united in a common faith. The good news was proclaimed to all of them so that they could understand. St. Luke also describes quite well the early church. It was not wealthy. It was not particularly large. To be a Christian in that time meant to engage in a difficult struggle. Christians were pretty universally persecuted by both Jews and the Romans. And many, many, many suffered martyrdom, including St. Luke himself. But through humble obedience, they became victors over their enemies by sharing in Christ's conquest over sin and death. Now, on this feast day of St. Luke, our challenge is to remember that by the power of the Holy Spirit, we are that church that Christ began on Pentecost. We are that church. Like the first Christians, we hear the good news preached, and we can find salvation here, even in our little neck of the woods. We've learned from St. Luke that lowliness and humility are actually favorable characteristics for the Christian life. And as we grow in these Christ-like virtues, we do so by patiently serving one another and our neighbors as Christ has served us. Now, even though we have endured the coronavirus and its shutdown, the fires, evacuations, and lost homes, even though this parish endured an active shooter and a transition to a new pastor, perhaps that one we're still enduring, still, we're asked to give to Special Olympics, to the seminarians, the roof fund. Still, we have community dinners and harvest festivals and other opportunities to serve one another and our neighbors. If the church sometimes seems at odd compared to the society around us, that's okay. Good, even. St. Luke has shown us a Savior who works through the weak and unlikely people to establish his kingdom, which is not of this world. And as hard as it is to believe, that is precisely what the Lord is doing through us here. By the prayers of the Holy Apostle and Evangelist Luke, to the glory of God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.